April 14th, the Rupashiksha should continue in Shemayin Di Beijing.
Actually, I'm seriously speaking. Are you speaking into the mic?
Yeah.
You can hear? A conditioned soul cannot give Harikatha.
虽然呢，一个受条件限制的灵魂是不能够讲经的 Harikatha， 然后讲 Harikatha 的。
Only a pure devotee can give Harikatha.
实际上，只有纯粹奉献者能够给予呢 Harikatha， 成为就讲经讲述。
A conditioned soul can give information about Harikatha.
一个受条件限制的灵魂只能给予呢 Harikatha 的信息，只能把信息给你，但是不是真正的 Harikatha。
But Harikatha, is actually the katha that Hari is giving in the heart of the pure devotee and coming out of his mouth.
所以呢，真正的哈利卡塔的话呢，是至尊主哈利在一个纯粹奉献者心中激发他，那么呢，他从嘴里面呢，从他口中说出来的，成为 哈利 卡塔。
Gurudev explained in one of his Valapakus Manjali classes that only someone on the level of Sukadeva Goswami who spoke Srimad Bhagavatam to Maharaj Pariksit can give Harikatha.
那么 Gurudev 呢，在一本书里面呢，曾经提到过了，只有呢，一个人哈，只有在圣者呢 Sukadeva Goswami 这个层次的话呢，就说呢，他向呢 Pariksita Jin 讲述了圣女波迦瓦檀，只有在这个层次才能够讲述呢真正的 Harikatha。
When the pure devotee speaks, it's not him speaking, but Hari or Krishna.
所以呢，这样一位纯粹奉献的讲经的时候的话呢，不是他在说，而是呢自尊主 Hari 在说。
Hari means he who takes away all inauspicious things, which by our conception may be auspicious.
那么呢 ，Hari 的话呢，意思就是说那个人将不吉祥的东西带走的人哦，那这种不吉祥的话呢，或许在我们的这个眼光看来呢，还是吉祥的，就是我们，因为我们错误的概念，我们会把不吉祥的视为是吉祥的。
That's one of the many meanings of Hari.
那么这是呢，Hari 这个词语的很多意思其中一个了。
So when a conditioned soul speaks, he's speaking by his own deliberation and thoughtfulness and trying to develop sentences so one thing follows another.
所以呢，当一个受条件限制灵魂的讲话的时候呢，他是出于他的深思熟虑，他的想法，一个接着一个步骤等等，安排好。
The conditioned soul isn't doing a bad thing. He's using his intelligence, material intelligence,
那么当然,
to purify it in the service of Guru and Garanga.
那么这一个条件限制的灵魂的话呢，也不是做坏的事，而是呢，用他的智慧的话呢，运用于对Guru和Garanga这个服务之中。
But for the pure devotee, his intelligence is already one with the Lord, and the Lord is speaking through him.
但是呢，对跟纯粹奉献的区别在于呢，纯粹奉献者智慧呢已经跟主合一，所以的话呢，至尊主通过他呢来讲述命题。
When the pure devotee is present, not only are his words Harikatha, but the atoms that are coming out from his body are prema atoms.
那么这个呢，纯粹奉献者不仅呢讲述的是 Harikatha 是真正经典，而且呢。 从他身上上发出来的是 prema 这个呢原子。
The very sight of him is Harikatha.
所以的话呢，看见他的话呢，就是已经是 Harikatha。
As it says in Srila Narottam Das's Thakur's song in your songbook, just by the sight of you, all sins go far away.
就像我们歌本里面，就是说呢，一首歌里面 Narottam Das Thakur 讲到了，只是看见你的话呢，所有罪孽就得以消除。
Valmiki, who later on wrote the Ramayana in his trance of meditation, it said that he was previously a dacoit.
那么呢，Valmiki的话呢，在后来呢，他呢，就是说呢，写下了 Ramayana这本书之前呢，他实际上是一个强盗。
And he used to kill Brahmins, and then take their Brahmin's thread and throw it in a well. And he had this high stack of Brahmin's threads in the well.
那么呢，他呢就经常的就杀那些婆罗门呢，杀完后呢，把那婆罗门圣贤扔到一个井里面去，那么那井里面已经厚厚一层的婆罗门圣贤。
So when he saw Narada Muni, he thought that he would kill him too. But when Narada Muni saw him coming, Narada Muni said, "Stop."
那么当他见到Narada Muni 的时候呢，他还想杀掉这个圣人呢，但圣人的话就举起手说呢，你给我住手。And
so he stopped, and he couldn't understand why did I stop just because this person said stop.
然后呢，他就真的停住了，他自己都觉得很惊讶，他说我为什么要住手呢？只是他跟我说了一句话，住手，我就停住了吗？
So finally he understood his exalted power and surrendered to him and became his devotee and then became the author of the Ramayana.
那么他最后才知道呢，这个圣人的大能了，就是说法力。 那么呢，他呢才真正归依了这个圣人。
So simply by seeing the pure devotee, all sins go far away.
所以的话，只是急着去见到一个圣者的话呢，那么所有的罪孽都呢远离我们。
So there are three levels of Harikatha.
所以呢，有三个层面的 Harikatha 哈，讲。
One is the conditioned soul who's speaking, like myself, and we can just give words that sound like Harikatha.
那么呢，一种呢，就像受条件限制灵魂一样啊。那么就像弟弟说的，像他自己一样，那么呢，只是给予呢，这个呢，文字的东西哈，听起来像是呢哈哈利卡塔啊，听起来像是经典。
And if the audience is getting any benefit, it's due to their remembering their Gurudev.
那么哈，如果听
by the mercy of Gurudev.
听众呢，如果在这种听经里面能得到任何东西呢，那是藉着咕噜的仁慈哈，或是呢，他们冥想咕噜啊得到的东西。
Not by the speaker.
并不是藉由呢这个讲经者。
And then for one who's situated in Raghunuga Bhakti, who has a shadow of praying, he gives a shadow of Harikatha.
那么呢，当一个人在呢 Raghunuga Bhakti 哈，就是说呢，在自发性奉爱的这个路途之中，已经有了 Prem Abbas 啊，就是说呢 ，Prem Abbas。
He's experiencing a shadow of praying.
哦，那么
Bhava Bhakti.
啊，那么他已经品尝到了哈，这种呢 Prem 的这个微光状态或者是呢影子状态哈，称为呢。Above Bhakti 这个阶段，那么他给予的呢是呢 Harikatha 的影子，
So he's giving a shadow of Harikatha.
所以他讲述的是 Harikatha 的影子，还不是真正的东西。
And then one who's an eternal associate of the Lord, he's giving real Harikatha.
那么只有呢
From his glance, from his words, from his Mahaprasadam, from the atoms of his praying atoms of his body.
那么哈，只有呢这个纯粹的哈奉献者的话呢。主的永恒同游才能够给予真正的哈利卡塔，那么从他的撇饰啊，从他的言辞哈，从他的这个菩萨达米呢哈，他都能赐予这个东西。
So in that regard, I hope that all of you can come to Karti.
所以呢，因为这一点的话呢哈，我希望你们所有人都能够呢，十月份呢去Karti朝拜。
And be with Gurudev face to face.
然后呢，直接呢哈去见 Gurudev。
So now, yesterday.In the two sessions, we introduced Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussions with Srila Rupa Goswami.
那么昨天我们在两堂课里面已经讲到了哈 ，Rupa Goswami 啊，就是说呢，与Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 哈与 Rupa Goswami 这场对话。
How he began by explaining the position of the living entity.
首先讲述到
了 different types of living entities in different forms.
生物体的位置哈，以及呢不同种类啊。
The rarity of human life.
还有呢哈，人生哈难得啊。
The further rarity of those who are following the principles of the Vedas.
尤其是呢哈，获得人生之后呢，你能够去追寻呢哈伟大的这些呢规矩啊。
And the further rarity of those who are actually devotees of Krishna.
那么更为罕有的呢哈是呢，就是说呢，真正是哈主 Krishna 的奉献者。
Then we discuss the different stages of bhakti from the fortunate living entities meeting the guru and the guru planting the seed.
那么我们提到了哈，当呢一个呢哈幸运的灵魂呢见到 guru 之后呢 ，guru 将这个呢奉爱的这个蔓藤的种子种下去之后呢，他的奉爱呢经历的不同阶段昨天也讲到了。
We read about the symptoms of pure devotional service from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings to Rupa Goswami.
那么呢
？He's quoting from the Srimad Bhagavatam Narada Pancharatra.
The different symptoms of
pure devotion.
那么昨天也讲到了呢，这个纯粹奉爱服务的这个不同征兆，那么都是呢Mahaprabhu呢从各个经典里面引述的尤其是呢 Narada Pancharatra Narada 以前是译成 Narada 五叶经
And we read how desires other than desire to please Krishna, chokes the bhakti creeper.
那么这里面也讲到，昨天讲到了除了呢。这个呢，服务 Krishna 这种愿望你如果还保有其他愿望的话呢，那么这个会最后呢将这个蔓藤呢就是说呢给卡死了啊。
Jamuna will be distributing CDs of the classes so that you can hear them again for whatever you missed or want to remember.
那么如果大家有的课缺了的话呢，那么稍后呢这个课的碟里面会有一些讲课。
So yesterday we ended at the end by.Coming to the point of praying, and today we'll be discussing.
那么昨天呢
？Prema bhakti, which is the goal of life.
我们呢已经讲到了 prema 这个阶段。那么今天的命题就是 prema 这个阶段里面的不同的这些命题了。那么这也是我们人生的这个呢目标来的。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing to speak to Rupa Goswami.
所以这里面呢，主 Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 的话呢，哈，继续呢向 Rupa Goswami 呢，哈，讲到。
He's saying the basic aspects of prem, when gradually increasing to different states, are sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, and mahabhav, or affection, abhorrence.Love, attachment, further attachment, ecstasy, and greater ecstasy. But there's really no English equivalent. We'll speak of a Chinese equivalent.
所以呢，这里面讲的哈 ，prema 的话呢，这个基本特征就是说呢，它逐渐会呢增加，这 prema 会增强哈，并且呢到达呢哈不同的这个呢状态了。其中呢哈，这里面讲到了what's the word for that?
You said sneha man.
Yeah, which the word?
Affection, abhorrence.
Sneha man.
Affection, abhorrence.
Man, rag, love, anurag,
attachment, further attachment,
pranaya,
you did anurag, rag, anurag, bhav and mahabhav.
Bhav 和 mahabhav 啊，这几段，这中段阶段的话呢，没有呢哈恰当的词语呢去描述的哦，就说英文也找不到，英文只有爱啊，哦，又依附啊，啊，也是情感啊。这个进一步的依附啊，狂喜啊，最大的狂喜啊，就这么点词语，不能够描述呢哈，真正的梵文里面刚才提到的这些的情感。
The only way to actually understand prem is by hearing about all the different aspects of prem in great detail, understanding sneha in great detail, man in great detail.
嗯，你要去明白这些的话呢哈，要以极大的，就是要很细致的啊去呢。去聆听啊，就是慢啊，比如说raga, anurag, 等等啊 pranaya, bhav, mahabhav, 这阶段要很细致的啊。
And Gurudev and Prabhupada discuss these in great detail.
那么 Gurudev 和 Prabhupada 呢，在很多书籍里面呢，很详尽的描述了这个 prema, 上面这些阶段的话呢，这些情感。
But even then, we can't really understand it.
但是就像你
we can only understand it by experiencing it.
就像你这样子哈，仔细的经验这些呢，就是说呢，意识的话呢，你依然不能明白哈，只能是通过体验呢去明白 prem.
Just like a jackfruit. If you have jackfruits here in China. So suppose that you never, if you can imagine that you've never seen or tasted a jackfruit before.
比如说呢，你从来没有吃过菠萝蜜哈。这个木菠萝，南边的南方的木菠萝很大的。
And I'm trying to describe it to you.
而你没吃过的话呢，我试着跟你讲哈这个东西的味道。
Okay, it's the size, it's the shape and size of a punched-in basketball.
就像呢哈，知道呢哈，就像一个呢篮球啊哈被打扁了哈，这种篮球的样子哦，就这样子这么大。
It feels like a guy's beard who hasn't shaved in about 5 days.
那个外表的话呢，很粗糙，就像一个男人哈，五天没有刮胡子的时候，擦擦的扎手的。
It kind of looks like an alligator skin.
Alligator.
Alligator, like a crocodile.
Skin, 像那个螃蟹的那个外壳一样就是说呢，很粗的
Inside, its consistency is like an egg or gooey.
那么呢，里面的话呢，好像一个蛋就是说呢贴在一起的
And it's really delicious. It tastes kind of like a cross between a dumpling and an apple and a potato.
那么哈，那个味道呢，很好吃的哈。那么那味道像什么？像苹果，就说你举很多了哈，饺子啊，苹果啊，还有等等哈，就说你要试图用另外一个味道来替代它去描述它。
So just like you can't really understand jackfruit if you haven't tasted it.
所以呢
，similarly without tasting prem.You can't really understand.
是，那么就像你没有吃过呢哈，这个菠萝蜜啊，你永远都不能够哈，就是说呢，你不能够真正的明白它的。所以呢，这一样哈 ，prema 这个情感的话呢，你没有体验的话呢哈，你说也说也没有用
The first time that I met Gurudev back in 1992, I told him that I'm traveling all over the world and preaching on behalf of our Prabhupada.
那么当时哈，在92年的时候呢，就是说我跟 Gurudev 说了哈，我说了我在全世界哈。传播这个就是说传教了哈，传播这个奉爱哲学。那么呢，代表呢哈，帕帕德去传教
And I'm speaking from the scriptures and my memories of Prabhupada and his letters. So I have intellectual understanding of the philosophy.
那么他说的话，我呢，从那经典里面引述经典的话，还有帕帕德，我跟帕帕德的这个交往的经验呢，以及呢哈这个书信的来往等等。那么我只是呢哈去那里在理论上的明白这东西这道理。
But I have no realization, only intellectual understanding.
他说我只有我没有觉悟哈，只有呢就是说呢自信上的理解。
So I thought that Gurudev was going to say that intellectual understanding is not everything.
那我呢就希望 Gurudev 呢这样说了哈，我就希望他这样说，就说呢理智上的哈这个呢理解的话呢还不够啊。
Instead, he said intellectual understanding is no understanding.
但是呢，实际上他说的更严重哈，就是说呢，他说理论上理智上去明白，实际上是就是不明白。
And then Gurudev gave the example of the rasagula, just like Prabhupada gave the example of the jackfruit.
那么 Gurudev 呢讲了个 rasagula 哈这个例子跟帕帕德讲那个木菠萝的例子是一样的就是说同样
道理。Have all of you tasted a rasagula?
Rasagula 大家都吃过吗？
Can you raise your hands?
去印度人应该吃过。
Tasted a rasagula?
就那甜球啊。也不是甜奶球，它是那种甜球，是那种奶酪啊，跟那个米白的那种，泡在那个甜水里面那种。
All of you had a rasagula.
去印度应该吃过这个 rasagula， 泡在甜汁里面的。
So just imagine that you've never had a rasagula.
如果你从来没有吃过的话
So I'm going to describe it to you.
那我跟你解释一下。
It's about the size of a ping pong ball.
像乒乓球那么大
It's white.
白色的
It's very. It has the consistency of a sponge.
Sponge means 就像就是很蓬松的蓬松的。
Yeah. And it tastes like a combination of a honey and an apple.
这味道呢，像那个蜜蜂蜂蜜跟那个苹果的味道
And it drips down the side of your mouth and explodes in your mouth.
咬的时候呢可能那汁都会流出来或者在里面的话就是说呢
And it's delicious.
炸了那很好吃的
Now if you haven't had a rasagula, would that help you?
如果你现在没有呢品尝过 rasagula 这个解释呢有没有帮助到你呢
You can imagine what it's like, but you can never really get it.
你可能可以想象下那个味道那个感觉，但是实际上呢你并没有呢真正品尝到。
So what to speak of praying, any stage of bhakti that's beyond our stage is like that. We can only have intellectual understanding. It's not real, but at least it's a start.
所以的话呢哈，任何个阶段不要说 prema 哈，就说呢，在我们上面的这些阶段，比如说我们现在到达这个阶段，那么在我们上面的这个阶段的话呢，你没有品尝它的话呢，你最多的只是这个理智上的一个明白这只是个开始。
We have to have some intellectual understanding in order that we become attracted to go for it, and we know we won't be cheated as to what it is.
那么我们有个理智上的明白的话呢，就是说呢，我们能够就是说呢，会有一种受吸引去拿它这种的欲望，而且的话呢，当你遇到一些东西，就说你不会被骗不会被轻易被骗。
Like for example, let's take sneha, which is the first stage of prem.
那么比如说我们说 prem 的第一个阶段 sneha 这种情感。
So it's stated in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that that aspect of prem.In which the melting of the heart for the lover is concentrated more than just general prem. That's called sneha.
那么呢，这个呢，在《Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu》《风爱甘露之洋》里面，Rupa Goswami的书讲到了 sneha 这种情感的话呢，是一种就说呢，the melting of the heart for the lovers are concentrated.
Yeah, in prem, the heart is fully melted. But then when the heart melts even more.That's called sneha.
那么prem 这个阶段的话呢，心已经很软了，很柔像融化的样子感觉了那么在 sneha 这阶段的话呢，这个心这个融化的程度呢，是一种增强，更加强的一种状态。
And the symptom of such affection is that one cannot remain without the lover for even a moment.
那么这个阶段的征兆呢，就是说呢，一个人这时候的话呢他离开他心爱的人呢甚至一刻都不行的一刻都不行。
For example, rag.That stage of in which affection for the beloved converts unhappiness into happiness is called rag.
那么 raga 这个阶段的话，也是 prema 的第二个阶段的话呢，那就讲到了。那么这时候的话呢，这个人呢，能够将那种不快乐变成快乐他的内心这种爱。
When one has such attachment to Krishna, he can easily give up his own life to satisfy his beloved Krishna.
所以呢，在这个阶段的话呢，一个人呢，可以为 Krishna 的话呢，放弃他的生命。他可以将这种爱，可以将不快乐的东西变成快乐。
So even though we can't get what it really is, it sounds interesting enough for us to go after it.
所以呢，我们这个阶段尽管不知道哈，真实的状态是怎样子，但是呢，起码哈听起来哎，蛮有意思的哈。那么我们就想去呢，要这种情感。
Here's an example of converting unhappiness to happiness by rock.
那么呢，这里面呢讲个例子哈，就是通过 raga 这种情感的话呢，哈，将不快乐哈，痛苦的话呢，变成一种快乐。
Radharani sees that Krishna is up on top of the Govardhan Hill.
啊，比如说 Radharani 呢哈，在呢，哦，看见 Krishna 在呢哈 ，Krishna 啊，在 Govardhan 山的山顶上。
So she wants to get a really good vantage point so that she could see him really good and clearly.
那么她想哈，找到一个很好的最佳位置哈，可以呢很清晰的看到 Krishna 啊。
So the best place for her to be standing is on a bunch of sunstones. Sunstones are very sharp, very hot stones that come to a point.And you'd scream if you were standing on it.
那么哈，这个最好的位置的话呢哈，那上面就是很多那些太阳石哈，它都成为 sunstone，
<Yeah.
S 2> 很尖的、很利的啊。就是你要站进去的话呢，它刺到你的啊，就那种尖尖的那种石头啊。
But that was the best place to stand, so she was very happy to stand on that.
那么
So it would have been unhappiness, but because she was in
rag,
which was part of her mahabhav, she experienced that as happiness.
那么呢，尽管的话，这个东西会给他这个尖石头会给他痛苦的，实际上哈，但因为他处于呢 Mahabhav 的 Raga 这种情感之中啊，那么他可以令到呢，哦，接受这种痛苦哈，把它转变成了一种快乐啊，因为这个是最佳的位置呢，看着 Krishna。
We can't imagine such a thing, but it sounds interesting enough for us to go for it.
所以的话呢，我们不能够想象啊这种状态，但是呢，听起来呢，好像很有意思啊，那我们就想呢去要这个东西。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu continues.
马巴布呢就继续讲到
The gradual development of prema can be compared to different stages of sugar.
那么他讲到了哈 prema 的不同阶段的发展的话呢，哦，类似于呢哈像糖啊，啊不同的这个状态。
First, there's the seed of the sugar cane.
首先呢哈是呢这个呢甘蔗的哈这个种子，甘蔗啊。
Then the sugar cane comes, and then the juice that's extracted from the squeezing of the sugar cane.
最后呢，哈，这个呢，甘蔗长大了，哈，长了。那么呢，从里面呢，哈，榨这个甘蔗汁。
Then if you boil the juice, it becomes liquid molasses.
啊，那么呢，在煮这个汁的时候呢，哈，就变成了呢，哈，就是液态的了，啊，这种呢，糖浆啊。
Then solid molasses, then sugar candy, then rock candy.
然后呢，再呢，凝固了啊，然后呢，变成了这个糖块啊，然后呢，再变成了哈，就是的，再提炼啊，等等。
And that's very healthy. Like the processed sugar is not healthy, but the real sugar is very, very healthy. And therefore, sugar is one of the five actual foods that's described in the Bhagavatam that's important for human life.
Sugar. 那么这样子的话呢，哈，就是这个糖是很健康的啊，一种就是说那个提炼的糖啊。那么呢，他说了，实际上呢，《薄伽瓦堂》里面提到了糖是其中五种食物哈必须的啊，人必须食物。
So just as there's stages of the sugar development, all the stages of prema, all the different aspects of prema are called combined together are called stayba.
所以的话呢哈，就像呢糖的不同的哈这个状态阶段了，那么所有哈这些呢 prema 的不同的层不同的方方面面呢结合起来被称为呢 stayba.
Or continuous love of God and devotional service.
或者说呢，哈，在呢奉爱服务之中呢，哈，对神呢持续的一种爱。
Stayi means continuous or foundational or steady. Does never changes.
那么 stayi 的意思呢，就是说呢，哈，持续的，不会变化的啊 ，is never change.
Yeah.
就稳定的啊，稳固的。
Like and bhav means emotion. That emotion which will never change.
那种呢情感呢是永远不会变化的哈 ，bhav 正是情感的意思。
So stayi bhav is the foundation of prema.
那 stayi bhav 的话呢，被称为呢 prema 的地基。
Then there are other emotions that come and go, but stayi bhav never changes.
那么呢哈，有其他的情感的话，可能来来去去的，但是呢 stayi bhav 呢这种呢是不会变化的啊，比较稳固的一种。
So stayi bhav is the particular relationship that we have with Krishna, like Mother Yasoda's stayi bhav is as mother.
那么呢 ，stay buff 的话呢，就基于呢哈，我们跟 Krishna 的某种关系了。比如说亚瑟的妈妈呢，这个 stay buff 的话是一个像母亲一样的情感。
So even though Mother Yasoda, for example, she knows that Krishna is much more enraptured by his conjugal love for Radharani than he is and his Vatsalya relationship, but she doesn't get envious and want to be a young gopi. She's happy as, and she well wishes her son who loves Radharani.
那么就像Yashoda妈妈哈，虽然尽管她知道呢，她这种呢母亲般的爱的话呢哈，比不上呢 Radharani 对 Krishna 这种爱，但是她并没有嫉妒的啊。她文处她这种情感啊也你她也而且呢，她对她儿子呢哈跟 Radharani 的情感呢是怀有一种呢祝愿的祝福的，也就是说她呢处于她这种呢 study buff 里面是稳固的啊。You're also satisfied in this.
Yeah, you're fully satisfied. You don't want anything else.
也就是说呢，她是完全满足于这种情感啊。而且呢，不需要更多的添加其他东西。尽管他知道那种情感可能更令到他的Krishna 的话呢快乐，但是他也不会渴望那种，也不会嫉妒那种情感。
Hanuman, although Hanuman's relationship with Ram is not as exalted as the coward boy's relationship with Krishna, he has no desire to be a coward boy. He's fully satisfied in his relationship with Ram.
所以呢，尽管呢Hanuman 哈这个跟主 Ram 的关系的话呢，并不如呢哈这个牧牛童跟主的关系啊那么密切哈那么好，但是实际上呢，他不想成为一个牧牛童，他完全满足于自己作为 Hanuman 啊这个跟主的关系之中。
And if he would go to Vrindavan and see how Krishna is defeated by the coward boys and has to carry them sometimes on his shoulder, he would think they're offensive.
那么如果他哈Hanuman 去到 Vrindavan 哈看到牧牛童呢，有时候呢哈击败 Krishna 啊 ，Krishna 被击败的时候呢，还要扛着他们了。那么他会觉得哈，这是一个冒犯啊，这对是主一个冒犯。
So he's very satisfied.
因此呢，他完全满足啊，满足于他这种关系。
So then, Mahaprabhu mentioned that there's also Bibhav and Anubhav. So Bibhav is divided into two.
那么这里讲到哈，Mahaprabhu呢还提到了 Bibhav 和 Anubhav 啊 ，Bibhav 呢哈分为两个东西啊，两个。
One is called Alambam and one is called Udipam. Alambam is divided into two.Which is the Vishaya and the Ashraya.
Valamba 的话呢哈 ，is Valamba.
Alamba.
Alamba 哈分，其中呢分为 Alamba 和呢Alamba and then Udipa.
Udipam, yeah.
Udipam. 那么 Alamba 的话呢又分为呢两个部分啊，一个是呢Shray 和呢 Ashray.
Yeah, Ashraya. The Vishaya is Krishna.
Vishaya.
The beloved and the lover is the devotee.In a particular relationship.
那么 Vishaya 的话呢，哈是 Krishna， 而那 Ashraya 的话呢，哈是呢奉献者。
Like in the conjugal love, Krishna is the Vishaya, and Radha is the Ashraya. In Vatsalya love, Krishna is the Vishaya. He's always the Vishaya, and Mother Yasoda is the Ashraya.
所以呢，哈在不同的情欲关系里面，哈 Rasa 之中的话呢，比如说爱侣情怀里面，哈 Krishna 是 Vishaya， 那么 Radharani 呢是 Ashraya， 那么呢？在呢父母之情感里面哈，那么呢 Krishna 是 Vishaya， 而呢 Yashoda 妈妈是 Ashraya， 她永远是 Vishaya 这个角色。
And Udipan means the particular the particular things about Krishna that inspire the love in the Ashraya。
那么呢 Udipan 的话呢哈，就称为呢哈 Krishna 身上的某种特别的东西，或者是某种特别东西呢，能够鼓舞呢这个奉献者呢哈对他的这种情感的哈。
The English word for udipan is stimulus.
我们用英文的这个解释 ，udipan 这个词呢，成为呢激励因素啊，刺激因素。
So what stimulates that about Krishna? The things about Krishna that stimulate the love of a particular ashraya.
所以的话呢，某种呢哈，具有呢哈刺激因素的一些元素的话呢，可以呢刺激呢这个 ashraya 哈，就某类型的奉献者的话呢，对 Krishna 这种爱的情感。
And it will be different according to the different relationships or rasas.
那么哈，这里面呢会因为呢哈不同的 rasa 不同的关系的话呢，会有所不同哈，激发出的情感。
Do you have Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion in Chinese?
Yeah, 你们都有《奉爱的甘露》这本书吧？
If you read the last section, which is all about rasas,
那么如果你读这本书的后部分
it talks about all these things and the details of what I'm saying, but a lot more elaborately in a very simple way.
提到了很多 rasa 哈，关于 rasa tattva 哈，关于 rasa 的这些真理的，那么呢，很细致的。
And do you have Gurudev's Bhaktivedanta Sindhu in Chinese?
Not yet.
Okay, well you can read it in Prabhupada's book, and then when Gurudev's comes out.In Chinese, you can read it in his as well.
那么呢，这本书的话呢，哈，就是说呢，大家先读一下帕帕德的《奉爱的甘露》。那么 Gurudev 有本书呢出来的话呢，也会讲到这些东西啊。Vishvanatha Kaitakur 是吧 ？Bhaktirasamrita Sindhu Bindu。
Bindu, yeah.
这是呢哈，就 Gurudev 呢，就是翻译的这个呢，关于呢这个 Vishvanatha Chakravartiku 的啊，评注呢 Rupa Goswami 这本呢奉爱甘露之阳这本书啊。
So just like there are different stages of sugar, and then you mix sugar and water and lemon and other things to make the nectar drink. So there are certain ingredients of praying to make it a complete package.
啊，所以的话呢哈，就像呢糖啊哈，你跟水呀、啊。跟啊这个呢其他的元素的混合在一起的话呢哈，会形成一种呢哈非常好吃的一种呢饮料。那么同样的哈 ，prema 的不同的东西的话呢，混合在一起的话呢，就会创造呢哈这种呢the complete package of
prema
啊 prema 的哈这个整体的啊这个呢呈现啊一种。
So the complete package is there's staiba, there's biba, there's sattvika, vyabhachari, and anubhav, and each of them have so many subdivisions and explanations.
哦，那么每一种呢，这种情感的话呢，每一种组合啊，那么它里面都有细分了啊。
Like anubhav can be divided into 13 categories.
那么像 anubhav 这种情感的话呢，可以呢细分为13种。
Rolling on the ground, singing, yelling.
啊，比如说呢哈，在地
jumping,
在地上打滚呢哈。
Making loud noises.
然后呢，大声哈。
Running.
大呼大叫啊。还有呢
，heavy breathing，
然后呢，呼吸沉重
，not caring for public opinion，
然后呢，不在乎哈别人
，discharging saliva，
然后呢，这个
roaring laughter，
啊
，unsteadiness，
啊，不稳定啊
，and hiccuping，
还有呢哈，打嗝啊，哦，等等哈，各种的表现。
So we find these things in the material world, and so when we're hearing these words, we're thinking of them as we experience them.
所以呢，我们在物质世俗的哈这个呢，世界里面也听过这些东西哈，就是说呢，比如说打嗝啊。打滚呢哈，大声叫啊，大呼小叫啊哈，身体颤抖等等。但是的话，我们就会依据我们的物质的体验的话呢，去看这些东西。
But it has absolutely nothing to do with our experience.
但是呢，完全跟我们的体验啊，物质体验一点关系都没有，这种情感。
Our experience is a perverted reflection of the reality.
我们现在的体验呢哈，所谓打嗝啊那些颤抖等等，都是一种呢哈灵性的这些东西的这个扭曲的倒影来的。
So the more we know about the reality.And the more we know that everything in the material world is a perverted reflection of that, the more we can advance.
所以呢，我们越知道呢哈真实的东西啊，而且越知道的话呢，这物质世界只不过是倒影而已，那么你就才能够在 Krishna 直觉上往前走的。
For example, if you have a very, very beautiful tree full of sweet fruits and flowers, and it's standing on the bank of the river.
比如说现在你在河边哈，有一棵树了，啊，上面呢，哦，结很多很甜的果，还有一些花啊。
And then it's reflected in the river, in the muddy river.
那么呢哈，这个树呢种在河边嘛，那么它的倒影呢就在那个河水里面哈，浑浊的泥水里面。
So number one, everything is upside down.
那么首先呢，这个河里面倒影。
What's low is high.
一切呢都是呢反过来的哈，高的呢在低的处啊，低的呢在高处。
So, and not only that, but whenever you want to reach out in the muddy river for the fruits or the flowers, you just get muddy water. You don't get the substance.
而然后你每次呢试图在影子里面去抓这些花这些果的时候呢，你得到的哈只是那些泥水呀
So similarly, when we hear rolling on the ground, singing, yelling, we think of how we know it, but it really has nothing to do with it.
所以呢，当我们哈读到经典里面讲到哈这些呢prema 的这些情感哈，里面包括呢哈。大声的呼叫啊，哈，唱歌啊，打滚啊，哈，打嗝啊，等等，那我们就想到了我们的物质体验，实际上呢，跟我们这些完全没有任何关系的。
Like some of the symptoms of the 32 symptoms of the Vyabhachari ecstasies, like devastation, envy, being stunned.
那么呢，哈，有
nothing to do with the material one.
Vyabhachari. Vyabhachari 哈，有32种情感哈，其中包括嫉妒啊，然后呢，envy。
devastation,
being
stunned like a rock.
还有呢哈，目瞪口呆呀哈，就是呆若木鸡等等，那些跟我们的物质体验一点关系都没有，是用词这样用而已。
And sattvic, like hair standing on end.
还有 sattvic 啊，就是说呢是头毛发直竖啊。
Revelation.
还有呢哈，整个呢哈，就是说呢起鸡皮疙瘩等等。
It's only really understood by experience.
所以这些情感的话呢哈，这种体征呢哈，经验的话呢，只能通过体验呢哈，你才去呢。啊，去什么？真的明白。而那种体验的来临的话呢，是极度孤独的仁慈。
So actually, when you look at the prayers in the songbook, we're really asking in all of the songs for the emotions of reality and to be free from the emotions of the perverted reflected concept of life.
所以的话呢，我们看呢，哈，这个歌里面的祷文呢，实际上它就是恳求一种呢，哈，真正的这种呢，真实的情感的体验，而不是呢，哈，这种的扭曲的情感体验啊。
When you go back to your songs, you can remember that.
所以呢，我们再次唱歌的时候，你继续明白这一点啊。
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is continuing.
Mahaprabhu 呢，哈，继续说道。
When the higher standard of ecstatic love is mixed with the symptoms of sattvic and brahmachari. The devotee relishes the transcendental bliss of loving service in a variety of nectarine tastes.
他说呢，当最高层次的啊，这刚更高层次的这种狂喜的爱呢，哈，混杂有呢，八重sattvika 和呢 vibhachari 这种征兆的时候的话呢，那么奉献者呢就会品尝到呢，不同种类的哈，这种呢甘露般的品味哈，就是爱 Krishna 这种呢超然喜乐啊，这种不同品味的那甘露。
It's also important to take the time, as I mentioned, to study.The meanings in Prabhupada's Nectar of the last part of Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, because then when you see Gurudev, or any devotee, but best if you see Gurudev, and he mentions them, then you'll know you have some idea what he's talking about.
所以呢哈，大家如果呢哈仔细去研究下呢《奉爱的甘露》哈这本书后部分的一些东西啊，那么你读 Gurudev 的书里面呢，或读其他任何呢 Vaishnava 的书籍啊，里面提到的东西，你就大概知道什么意思啊。
Because generally when Gurudev speaks, he presupposes.That you already know something about what he's talking, so he may not take the time to explain each aspect of what he's saying. He'll just throw out a word and expect you to know, you know, the whole page worth of explanation of it.
那么哈，古德一般讲课的时候呢，哈，就已经预期呢，哈，这些人呢，已经大概知道一点东西了。嗯，他直接会讲这个术语出来。那么这术语可能呢，解释呢有一大篇啊，解释这个术语啊。那么呢，大家呢，哈，平常的时候呢，啊，私底下的话呢，就会研读一下这些书啊，里面这些东西。
So the tastes, Mahaprabhu is continuing that the tastes of all these different emotions is like a combination of yogurt, sugar, ghee, black pepper, and camphor, combined together in a certain way to make a very palatable nectar.
那么呢哈，Mahaprabhu呢讲到的哈，这些情感的话呢，这个展示的话呢哈，就类似于呢，你用呢酸奶呀、糖啊，还有呢黑胡椒啊。还有呢，樟脑哈，就是那种可食用的樟脑，不是我们那种樟脑，还有等等的哈，混在一起的话呢，变成了一个呢，非常美味的一种的饮料啊。
So now Mahaprabhu is going to talk about the different rasas, that is Shanta ras, servitorship, friendship, parental love, and conjugal love.
那么这里Mahaprabhu呢哈就解释呢，开始解释不同的 rasa 啊，包括呢中立性的情感哈 ，Shanta ras， 还有呢仆人的情感哈，朋友的情感以及爱人情感哈，等等父母情感。
And he's also going to discuss those different rasas, in different places. Like, what's that rasa like in Vrindavan? What's the rasa like in Dwarka? What's the rasa like in Vaikuntha, Mathura?
那么哈，他也会呢讲到呢不同的 rasa 的话呢情感关系呢，在不同的地方哈它的展示。比如说呢，同样是呢朋友的情感，那么在 Vrindavan 是怎样子的啊，在 Mathura 是怎样，在Dwarka 是怎样，在 Vaikuntha 是怎样子的啊，等等。
Like for example, the symptom and the symptom of each of those rasas, the next rasa up includes those symptoms and has its own symptoms. Then the next one includes all that plus its own.
那么每一种 rasa 哈，更高的 rasa 的话呢，包含下面的 rasa 啊，比如说呢，朋友情感呢，它包含有下面的仆人情感和中立性情感在里面。那么呢，并且呢，它添加了它自己啊这个情感关系里，这个情愿关系里面独特的一些东西。那么越往上走的话呢，它实际上是包含所有下面的啊。
Like for example, Shanta ras has these qualities that when one is completely free from doubts and material attachments, he attains the state of Shanta ras.
啊，那么当一个人哈完全免于呢这个物质的哈疑惑啊这种怀疑啊疑虑以及呢哈这个依附的时候呢，他到达呢Shantara 是中立性的情感啊，对主那种中立性的情感。
It's kind of like in between the impersonal conception and personal conception.
这种感觉呢，就像呢哈介于呢非人格概念和人格概念的中间这种状态啊。
It means that he has attachment for the personal feature of the Lord, but he's not so strongly attached.
那么这就是意味着他依附呢哈主的这种呢人格性的这种呢特征的哈这方面的，但是的话呢他还没足够的强烈的依附。
But it's a lot more attached than we are. It's not like he's not so attached, but I'm really more attached. But his attachment is way, way, way higher than ours.
但实际上这种依附呢？
It's within the category of praying.
哦，已经在 praying 的阶段了，所以呢，远比我们现在要更为呢哈依附主。我们现在这种阶段，
Like the four Kumaras were in Shantaras.
像那库四个库玛上帝。
And they were able to enter into Vaikuntha, and when they smelt the tulsi leaves at the lotus feet of the Lord, then they became devotees.
所以的话呢，
so、it's very high.
像四库玛兄弟呢哈，他们就拥有了这 Shantaras 啊这种中立性情感，但他呢在 Vaikuntha 呢闻到呢哈主的这个呢莲花足下哈这种呢突袭的香味的时候，他们就变成了奉献者。
One may be attached to the Paramatma feature of the Lord also at that stage.
哦，那么在那个阶段，还有一个人可能还会依附呢主的这个呢 Paramatma 哦，就超灵的这个形象啊。
So then Mahaprabhu continues.
嗯，Mahaprabhu然后继续呢讲到。
The chief transcendental mellows experienced with the supreme personalities of Godhead are these five relationships that I just mentioned.
哦，讲到了哈，就是说呢，主要的哈，超然关系哈，跟主的经验到的超然关系的话呢，有以下的五种哈，他提到了。
And besides the five direct mellows, there are seven indirect mellows.
那么除了这种五种哈，直接的这种呢，情欲关系呢，还有呢，七种呢哈，间接的关系。
And all of this is described in detail.At the end of Prabhupada's Nectar of Devotion, so you really get a lot out of it.
所以的话呢，大家回去做个功课哈，就说呢，这些东西的话呢，在帕帕德的奉爱的甘露的后篇啊。
Do you have that Shema here? Nectar of Devotion.
Yeah.
So any of you can take a look at it.
稍后呢，可以大家可以参考。
In this class and the next class, right?
因为它里面提到的相当多的术语啊，等等。
So the seven indirect mellows are laughter, wonder, chivalry.Compassion, anger, disaster, fear.
那么这七种的哈，这个非直接的关系的话呢，称为呢笑啊、惊讶，还有呢哈、就是骑士的精神呢、就是虔诚英雄啊，还有呢同情啊、愤怒啊、恐惧 ，disaster.
Well, disaster. Let's see.Vibhatsa, like horrible things can happen.
哦，还有呢哈，就是呢，就是害怕哈，害怕的事情会担心啊。
Like、some demons coming and it's trying to swallow Krishna or something like that.
哦，担心呢哈，一些糟糕的事情发生了。
So each of these indirect mellows come and go; they're not permanent.
那么这些呢哈，属于那非直接的哈，这种呢，情欲那种情感的话呢哈，情欲的话呢，它是呢哈来了又消失的啊，它不会稳固在那里。
The permanent ones, the five permanent ones, are called the sthayi bhavs.
啊，首要的五种情感的话呢，称为呢 sthayi bhav 啊，就刚才讲的五种关系。
And the other ones come and go within the sthayi bhav.
那么呢，这是次要的哈，这七种的话呢，那么它称为呢 asthayi bhav.
Like for example, the sthayi bhav of sakiras, that's friendship, and that's permanent friendship.
啊，比如说呢哈，在这个朋友哈，这个 stay buff 的话呢哈 ，is the friendship.
The friendship is the permanent. Krishna is my friend.
那么 Krishna 是我的朋友哈，就是这种关系的话呢哈，是一种呢朋友关系里面的奉献者的哈 stay buff.
But within that, sometimes there's chivalry. They may challenge Krishna to a fight.
但是呢哈，在这种关系里面的话呢哈，朋友关系这个基础上的话呢，有时候呢他们想逞英雄哈，有挑战 Krishna 啊等等啊，他会有呢这种呢哈次要关系、次要的情感呢出现啊七种。
Or they may be in wonder when Krishna lifts Govardhan Hill.
或是呢哈，他们展示他们的惊讶的情感哈，就是说呢，当 Krishna 呢举起 Govardhan 山的时候，他们会表示一种哈极为的惊讶。
So these other seven ones, they come and go within the one, permanent one.
所以呢哈，在呢主要的哈这个关系这个主线上的话呢，这七种次要的啊情感的话呢，它会展示出来。
So you can see why love of God is a science, because it's so specific.
所以呢哈，我们看到从我们研究这经典就知道了哈，对神的爱实际上是非常科学化的哈，里面很精确的，啊哪种情感在哪块位置。
So what I just said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying, the five direct transcendental mellows of devotional service are permanently situated in the heart of the devotee, and the seven indirect emotions appear suddenly under certain conditions and appear more powerful at the moment.
啊。那么他就讲到了哈，这直接的超然的那种呢哈，情欲的话呢哈，会呢， 就说呢，作为一种稳固的哈一种呢情感的话呢哈，在这个奉行者心中呢，而这七种次要的话呢，会突然间哈因为一种某种因素而产生的，而且它是呢在呢当下的话呢是强烈的。
So, the examples of some of the friends of Krishna, are Shri Dham, Su Dham, and in Dwarka there are Bhima and Arjuna.
那么呢，我们讲的这朋友里面哈，在宾达文的话呢是 Shri Dham 和 Su Dham， 但是呢哈，在呢 Dwarka 的话是 Arjuna 哈 ，Arjuna and Bhim。
Yeah, and there's a big difference in the intimacy and the friendship. It's much more intimate in Vrindavan. They have no idea that Krishna's God, but Bhima and Arjuna sometimes know that he's God.
所以呢，在这种虽然都类属于呢朋友这种关系，但是呢，他们的亲密度是不一样。在宾达文的话呢。这些哈穆林童呢不知道 Krishna 是神，但是呢在 Dwarka 的话呢，他们呢知道。
Especially when in Dwarka Krishna exhibits his four arms.
尤其 Dwarka 呢 ，Krishna 是展示他的四臂形体的。
And the examples of parental love in Vrindavan are Mother Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, and in Dwarka, his father Vasudeva and Devaki.
所以的话呢哈，这样父母的情感呢，在 Vrindavan 呢哈是 Yasoda 和 Nanda。而呢，在 Dwarka 呢是呢 Devaki 和呢 Vasudeva。
And the same thing, the intimacy is much more great in Vrindavan, and the reality of the parenthood is much more strong in Vrindavan. It's complete, but it's not complete. The relationship of motherhood and fatherhood is not complete in Dwarka or Mathura.
也就是说那种亲密度哈。以及这种呢父母的爱的强烈度，那么呢在 Vrindavan 的话更为呢哈显著更为强啊，而 Dwarka 的话呢哈他那种父母的情感啊还没完整啊，它混杂有其他东西。
So you may say that well in Dwarka and Mathura if they're also situated in Prem, why wouldn't theirs be complete?
那么我们会问哈，那如果呢 Dwarka 的居民和Mathura 居民呢都是处于 Prem 这种阶段，那为什么他们这种呢父母情感的话那种爱呢还不够完整呢？
Their prem is complete according to their capacity, but their relationship as mother and father is only partial because the other part is that they sometimes think that Krishna is God. So they can't fully think that Krishna is their son because they partially think he's their son and partially that he's God.
Their prem is complete according to their ability.
Yeah, for prem, but...
But from the point of prem,
point of view of...seeing Krishna as their son, sometimes they see Krishna as their son, and sometimes they see him as God. So seeing Krishna as their son is only a partial feeling, because partly they also think that he's God.
那么从他们自己的能力这个阶他们的哈，依他们的能力的话，他们的 prema 已经到了完满的阶段了。但是呢哈，从呢这个呢这种呢父母之爱这种情感来观看的话呢，他们有时候呢会将 Krishna 呢看作呢。自己的儿子有时候呢又把他当作神，所以在这个角度来看的话呢，他们这种 prem 哈，就是说呢，是不完整的，这父母之情啊，这种情感是不完整的。
And therefore, when Krishna first appeared to Vasudeva and Devaki in the prison house of Kamsa, he appeared in his four-armed Vishnu form.
所以的话呢，就是说呢。
They knew right off the bat that he was God.
当呢Krishna 呢，首次呢显现为呢Vasudeva Devaki 的儿子的时候，他首先哈在呢以四臂的形体展示的。
But in Dasyaras, Dasi is fully knowing that he's supreme. But so their Dasyaras is also only partial because even when they saw Krishna appear as Vishnu, they said, oh, we're so worried that Kamsa will kill you, so please take the form of the child and we'll carry you to Vrindavan. Or actually Krishna told them to do that. They said, we're just so worried about you. So they're worried, but at the same time they know he's God. So it's
mixed.所以的话，这种仆人的情感的话也不太完整哈，因为当他们见到呢主这形象的时候甚至会担心会被康萨所杀等等，要他变成小孩子他们可以把他呢带走。也就是他们呢一方面呢明白呢Krishna 是神哈，另外一边呢又有这方面的这种情感，就是夹杂在里面的。
In Vaikuntha, it's fully Aishwarya or opulence, worshipping the Lord nor in reverence. In Dwarka and Mathura, it's partial opulence, partial sweetness, and in Vrindavan, it's fully Madhurya or sweetness.
所以在 Vaikuntha 的情感的话呢，是完全 Aishwarya 哈这种呢恭敬的心绪崇拜的。 那么呢，在杜瓦卡和纳玛图拉的话呢，是不分的啊，混杂有呢甜美的情感，还有呢啊这种恭敬的情感。那么在玛图温达本呢，就完全是哈甜美的情感。
Because with Mother Yasoda, when Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill and exhibited that he was God, still Mother Yasoda didn't think that he was God.
所以呢，就像哈这温达本呢。Krishna 展示了他这种呢举起高瓦当山这种呢英雄之举了，但是呢也受的妈妈并不认为呢就是说呢并不认为他是个神。
She was just worried that the hill might fall down and hurt her son.
他只会觉得他的这个山呢会呢掉下来，可能会伤害他的儿子。
And the coward boys thought, oh, we have to help Krishna out, so let's hold up the hill with our sticks.
所以呢
he needs help.
甚至木牛头呢都觉得他需要帮助用他的棍子撑住那座山。
And the gopis, they were ready to curse Govardhan, that if you fall down, even a drop on Krishna, will curse you to become ashes.
所以呢，甚至牧牛姑娘都会呢盯着高瓦当山就诅咒他了她说如果你掉下来的话呢，我们就诅咒你变成了灰烬。
So it's a great science, the science of love of God.
所以呢，对于神的爱呢，是一个很了不起的一门科学来的。
So the chief devotees in conjugal love in Vrindavan are the gopis, and the chief devotees in conjugal love.In Dwarka are the queens.
所以呢，同样的爱侣情怀就说呢，在温达文的话是牧女姑娘，而呢，在多卡呢是这些王妃们。
But I was just hearing Gurudev say yesterday on the tape that his Guru Maharaj said that in Dwarka it's not really pure Madhurya Ras, it's because it's mixed with Dasya Ras.
所以呢 ，Gurudev
哈。They have one reverence for their husband, who sometimes they know is God.
那个弟弟呢讲到了他昨天听那个课的话呢 Gurudev 在课里面讲到了师公的一个看法，就是说呢实际上在多瓦卡的王妃们并非呢真正的这个爱侣情怀，而混杂有呢仆人的情感，人并非真正的爱侣情怀来的。因为他
okay.
It's not conjugal love.
It's not pure conjugal love, it's mixed with Dasya.
But Gurudev said it's not.
It's
Even
not.
It's not, yeah, it's not complete, it's
not.
Not.
It's not.
But why we said it's the example of conjugal love?
Everything has to be explained. There's depths, there's different levels of understanding. It's conjugal love, but when you really get down to it,
it's not
pure conjugal love. It's mixed with dasya.
所以呢，我们呢就说呢，对一个东西的理解的话呢，有不同的层次哈。表面上看起来呢，多瓦卡的王妃哈，对 Krishna 应该是属于爱侣情怀，婚姻内的爱侣情怀。但是你仔细一瞧呢，里面呢混杂有那仆人情感。等等，那么实际上已经不是完整的爱侣情怀。
And conversely, there's no pure dasya ras in Vrindavan.
比如说在 Vrindavan 的话呢，并没有呢，这个纯粹的仆人情感。
In Vrindavan, nobody's in dasya ras.
可以说呢，在 Vrindavan 没有人是处于仆人的情感。
But yet Krishna has servants.
但是呢 ，Krishna 家里面他是有仆人。
Nanda Baba has servants.
南达爸爸家里面是有南达府是有仆人的。
So why does Gurudev say there's no pure dasya ras in Vrindavan?
所以呢，为什么 Gurudev 说呢？在 Vrindavan 并没有纯粹的仆人情感。
It's because their dasya ras is mixed with other rases.
那是因为他们仆人情感里面混杂有其他的情感关系。
For example, Krishna has servants who are about his age, called Patrak and Raktak.
比如说呢 ，Krishna 家里面有个仆人有两个仆人呢，是跟他年纪差不多的叫 Patrak 和 Raktak。Patrak
and Raktak.
Raktak.
They're all described in Nectar of Devotion, so I hope that you'll read that.
这些呢都在呢这个呢《奉爱的纲录》这本书里面讲到。
And Mother Yasoda instructs them to carry Krishna's pawn or other things under their arms in a beautiful golden box, and they help carry things for Krishna.
那么。
And they go out with the coward boys, but they're also their dasya is mixed with friendship.
所以呢，Yasoda 妈妈经常叫他们给 Krishna 扛东西拿的那些东西出去放牛的时候帮他拿一点东西。那么实际上这两个仆人的话呢，小仆人那么他们跟 Krishna 的关系呢，也混有呢朋友的关系在里面。
And then there's the older servants who are the servants of Nanda Baba back in Nanda Bhavan, and they love Krishna like their own son. They'll put him on his lap, they'll kiss him. So there's no pure dasya.
所以呢，家里面的仆人的话呢，比较年长的仆人，像 Nanda Baba 和家里的他的仆人呢。那么对待 Krishna 的话呢，尽管是家里面的仆人，但是呢，像呢，有父母的情感的，有时候抱着他呀，亲他呀等等，没有纯粹的仆人关系。
Their dasya ras is mixed with vatsalya.
因此呢，他们的这个 dasya 这个情感，就仆人情感呢，混有呢 vatsalya ras 就是说呢，这种呢父母的情感在里面。
So in other words, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Sri Rupa Goswami, attachment for Krishna is divided into two categories, Attachment with one reverence and pure attachment without reverence.
Thinking there on the line.
So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is telling Rupa Goswami that attachment to Krishna has two categories. One is with one reverence, and it's not pure. And the other, but it's not contaminated like ours. It's contaminated, but it's not pure, spontaneous attachment. It's mixed with one reverence, but then pure attachment, because see, words don't really do it. Pure attachment is without reverence.
所以的话呢，这里面呢就解释到了哈，查德玛布对卢帕库上面讲到了对神的爱有两种哈，一种呢是用恭敬的心态啊，那么呢一种呢哈是一种呢啊一种自发性的啊一种爱。
So it's called Aishwarya Gyan Misra. Their attachment is mixed with awe and reverence and the sense of that Krishna is so opulent by God.
啊，所以这种关系里面的话就混杂有呢啊叫 Aishwarya Gyan 啊，就是说呢有这种呢对啊。主啊，是啊，至尊主啊，这种方面的知识啊，等等混杂。
When opulence is very prominent, then love, pure love, is crippled.
所以当呢这种呢哈敬畏的心绪的话呢，或者说富裕哈意识到主富裕这一面的时候呢，这方面特征的时候呢，他这种爱啊 ，is 就是被搞瘸腿了啊，就是说呢残废。
Oh, he's so great, and I'm so tiny.
啊，就说呢。
And the love, the intimacy is crippled.
啊，那么这种呢哈，亲密度的话呢哈，就瘸腿了，就是说呢，这种亲密度呢就被整残废了啊，就是说因为呢觉得神很大哈，我很微小。
Like a child, he doesn't have a sense of opulence of his parents. He'll jump on his father's lap.
比如说像孩子那样，他对自己父亲啊，并没有说呢哈，有对他啊富裕啊这个威严的这方面的哈这种呢理解了哈，他会直接跳到他父亲的这个怀中。
Prabhupada told a very funny story about one very big powerful lawyer.
啊，帕帕的讲了一个故事哈，讲了一个大法官哈，比如说很有权势的哈一个大法官。
And this lawyer had a lot of big secretaries and a lot of important people would come to see him.
那么这个大法官的话，有很多哈这些呢大人物哈来看他了啊，秘书啊一大堆啊。
So one day the big lawyer told his secretaries, "Don't let anybody in. I'm busy."
那么有次的话，这大法官呢对那些啊，就是秘书说了哈，不要让别人进来，然后我现在很忙。
So, all these big people came to see the lawyer, and the secretary said, "I'm sorry, you have to wait. He's extremely busy."
啊，所以呢哈，其他人哈就说大人物来了哈，见他呢，那秘书要挡在门外说呢哈，他现在很忙啊，不能进去。
So then they got very impatient. And they looked in the peephole. You know, a door has a little peephole in it.
啊，那么呢哈，这些人呢哈，在外面很焦急的哈，就可能有门孔哈，在门口里面往里面瞧。
And they saw that that big big lawyer was crawling on his hands and knees like a horse, and his young grandchild was sitting on his back and say, "Giddy up, horsey, giddy up, faster."
啊，那么呢哈，这个大法官呢哈，人家就在外面哈门口那个洞里面哈，瞧到他了哈，他在里面实际上是趴在地上呢，啊，他的孙子哈，爬到他背上了哈。骑在他那背上呢，叫哈快点哈快点。
So love devoid of the sense of one reverence is more strong.
所以呢哈，这种爱呢哈，如果呢没有这种呢哈敬畏的情感在里面混杂的话呢哈，那么它会更加强烈。
So therefore, Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami that when the opulence is very powerful, then the love of God is crippled.
所以的话呢哈，这里面呢，马帕布呢对卢帕库上面讲到了哈，如果对神啊这种呢富裕啊哈这一方面的展示的话呢，如果在对神的爱之中混杂在里面的话呢，那么这种爱的话呢，哦就呢啊残废了。
According to pure or
被弄残废了，就说呢不整完整。
Exclusive devotion, even when the devotee sees the unlimited potency of Krishna, he considers himself equal to him.
Even he sees it.
Even he sees it. He is not accepting that it's.Because Krishna is God. I'll give an example.
So devotees of this kind of
they're called pure attachment.
那么在纯粹的依附哈，如果奉献者有这种纯粹的依恋的话呢，对主，那么他就算看到主的富裕这面的展示的话呢，他依然不接受。
Well, this is the purest, the most uttam, like uttam bhakti. This is the most uttam of the uttam.
那么这是哈顶尖中的顶尖了啊，这种情感。
An example of that is, let's see, when they see some opulence and they consider themselves equal. Let's see. Okay, so in the Rasa dance, this is not a very small Aishwarya or opulence. There were billions and billions of gopis, and Krishna danced so fast that he appeared to be with each of the billions of gopis.
那么好，比如说在 Rasa 之舞里面的话呢，哦，有数百万哈，就是牧牛姑娘在场，那么共舞了。那么呢 ，Krishna 如此移动的如此之快哈，那么好像呢，跟每一个的牧牛姑娘哈都在跳舞。
So, like for example, look at my finger. See my finger?
你看我的手指这样撞。
My finger is only in one place and it's moving.
哦，那么我的手指呢，实际上呢，哦，在一个位置哈，在那撞。
But doesn't it look like it's a ring?
哦，但是呢，你看久了后呢，就像一个圈一样了。
And my finger is everywhere at the same time.
哦，那好像我的手指呢，哈。
But it's not. It's just moving.
在呢，哈，每一个位置，哈。
Or like when you do incense.
啊。
Looks like there are rings of incense.
嗯，就像呢，哈，这个香啊，画圈一样。
At arti. So similarly, Krishna was dancing so fast that each of the billions of gopis thought that he's only dancing with me.
所以呢。
Because he got back to her so quick, but she didn't even see that he was gone.
啊 ，Krishna 的话呢，哈，就是舞蹈的如此之快的哈，每个牧女姑娘呢，以为她只是跟我跳舞啊，因为她的速度极为快哈，在他们之间的中心。这实际上是极大的富裕哈，这种展示，极大的一种呢，哦，一种。
But their feeling for Krishna wasn't that; they were just thinking that he's always with me.
但是呢，他们呢，对 Krishna 的感觉呢，就是说呢，哦 ，Krishna 跟我在一起啊，只是跟我在一起。
Radharani was thinking, she saw how he was with everybody and her.
那么哈，因为 Radharani 呢看到了哈，她呢哈。与那时候牧牛姑娘在一起哈，也跟她在一起。
So although she saw the opulence, her conjugal mood did not change.
所以呢，尽管呢，她看到了。
Her feelings was only conjugal. And what was she thinking?
哦 ，Krishna 这种富裕的展示，但是呢，她的爱侣情怀并没有改变啊。她怎么想呢
？Krishna is such a big cheater.
他说哈 ，Krishna 哈这么大个大骗子啊。
He says he loves me best.And he only wants to be with me, and I see he's with me, and he's with that one, and that one, and that one.
哦，但是呢。
What a cheater!
他说呢，他说呢，只想跟我在一起哈，但是的话，现在哈，他呢，跟他那些人哈，跟这个那个在一起哈，这个呢，哈，骗子。
I'm not gonna have anything to do with him anymore.
他说呢，哈，我不想哈，跟这个人呢有任何关系。
And she immediately left the dance.
因此呢，哈，他呢就离开了哈这个 Rasa 之舞这个现场。
So that's an example of even when they see their unlimited potency.They consider themselves equal.
所以的话呢，这是其中一个例子，就是说呢，你看到了哈，这个人展示了这种无限的这种富裕啊，但是依然呢哈，把它看作呢跟你是对等的哈，平起平坐的。
Or another example is that when Krishna was eating earth, and then his friends complained to Mother Yasoda that instead of Krishna eating the sweetmeats that you gave him, he's eating earth.
好，比如说呢哈 ，Krishna 呢吃这个泥土的时候呢哈，其他牧女童呢像呢也说什么抱怨。说呢 ，Krishna 没有吃呢，你给的这些好饭好菜，而是呢哈吃泥的。
And Mother Yasoda said, "Oh, so you're eating earth?"
So yes.
No, the boys lied about me.
也说的妈妈就去哈就责问他了哈，说你在那吃泥土啊。那么 Krishna 就说了哈，这些呢孩子呢撒谎。
Well, Balaram also your brother also says you're eating earth.
那么哈，也说的妈妈说哈，你的哥哥呢哈 Balaram 呢也在说你啊吃泥。
Well, they gave him a bribe so that he would join the conspiracy. They're all lying.
哦，那么呢哈，他就说了哈。是因为哈他们呢贿赂他，所以他们哈就是共啊就是合谋了啊，来说这个话啊。
Okay, just open your mouth and we'll see if you ate earth or not.
所以呢哈，耶稣的妈妈呢叫他哈，你张开嘴巴，让我看看你的啊有没有吃泥土。
So Krishna opened his mouth and she saw this big, all the universes in his mouth and all the senses and the mind and all the material elements.
嗯，所以呢哈，当呢耶稣的妈妈呢哈。在他嘴边，你看嘴里面看到的时候，看到了整个宇宙哈万象了，以及呢哈各种物质元素啊，甚至心意啊哈等等感官。
But did she think, "Oh, my son is God"?
啊，但是呢，你不要以为他会想哈，哦，我的神，我的孩子是个神啊。
No, she thought, "Oh, maybe my ghost, some ghost has attacked my son."
他是想着哈，是不是有鬼哈，就是说呢，啊，附我的孩子的身了哈。
And then she said, "Don't ever close your mouth and don't ever eat earth again."
哦，那么他是说呢哈，你把嘴给闭上啊，你不要再吃泥了。
And when Krishna was almost killed, she thought by Putana, Mother Yasoda performed a big ceremony to purify her son from the contamination.
哦，那么哈，当 Krishna 哈一开始呢哈，好像就是说呢，啊被 Putana 哈这个第一个女魔嘛，哦就是说袭击好像。要被他伤害的时候的话呢，也受的妈妈哈好事后的话呢，给他做了很多仪式哈来净化他。
Even though when Krishna sucked the what do you call it the poison from the demon, and then she became this big 12-mile-long demon and died. Mother Yasoda didn't think, just try to purify herself from the contamination after the whole thing.
所以的话呢，尽管呢，这里面呢，当 Krishna 呢把这个普达那的这个生命之气吸出来的时候，这样毒汁吸出来的时候的话呢，他现出原形啊，是十二里长的这个大魔大恶魔。那么呢，也受的妈妈并不觉得他的儿子有什么了不起，而只是觉得怕他呢就是说呢，受到这个事情的这个呢污染给他做了很多呢净化的仪式。
She had all the Brahmins together. They were all chanting these mantras for protection and purification, and they were covering him with cow's urine and cow dung just to save him from all that dangerous contamination.
那么他们就是请了很多婆罗门来念诵呢这些伟大的这个诵经啊，还有呢给他呢涂上了牛尿啊牛屎啊这些东西的净化保护。
Whereas on the other side, his parents in Dwarka and Mathura, Vasudeva and Devaki, when Krishna was offering prayers to them, they felt awe and reverence due to their knowledge of his opulences.
When Krishna prayed to them? No.
Like after he killed Kamsa? In Mathura,
yeah.
And then he went and he made prayers to the lotus feet of his parents.
Mm.
They felt awe and reverence to him due to their knowledge of his opulence.
所以的话，当那 Krishna 呢杀死 Kamsa 之后呢，向他的父母献上祷文的时候，那么实际上他父母呢意识到呢，他的这种富裕一面那么就是说呢，they're aware of his opulence.
Yeah, so they had this their rati or their attachment for him was aishwarya. Gyan Mishra was mixed with the knowledge of his opulence.
所以他们对他的这种情感呢是属于 Aishwarya 并且呢混杂有呢 Gyan Mishra 就是说呢混杂有这种呢对他的富裕方面 Aishwarya Gyan Mishra 就富裕那方面的知识这种呢混杂有这种东西的。
Both Krishna and Balaram went to pay obeisances to them, but they couldn't even embrace their sons because they knew that they were God.
所以呢当呢 Krishna 和 Balaram 向他们顶拜的时候，他们甚至不能上前去拥抱自己儿子因为呢他知道他是神。
Same thing. Although on one hand we see what happened with Mother Yasoda when Krishna showed his universal form, but when he showed his universal form to Arjuna said, oh, please forgive me that I was acting with you like a friend.
所以的话呢同样的这种的我们可以考察像两个例子，一个呢是Krishna 刚才我们提到了像亚瑟的妈妈呢想是他的宇宙形体实际上在嘴里面让他看到宇宙万象，那么在库鲁兹野上呢他也向阿朱娜呢展示了宇宙形体，但是阿朱娜说呢是诚惶诚恐就说呢请原谅我我把你当做一个朋友冒犯。
So that love is crippled by the sense of awe and reverence.
因此的话呢这种爱的话呢他就受到了就给那种呢对他意识到 Krishna 的富裕一面的这种的情感的话呢所呢叫什么呀遮盖了遮蔽了。
And Arjuna prayed like this.
然后呢阿朱呢就向他祈祷。
Thinking of you as my friend, I arrogantly addressed you, O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend.
那么他阿朱呢说了我想着你是我的朋友因此的话呢我总是呢这样叫着你 ，Oh Krishna, Oh Yadava。
I wasn't knowing your glories。
我实际上不知道你的呢荣耀。
Please forgive whatever I have done in the madness of love。
请呢原谅我在爱的疯狂之中所做的一切。
I have dishonored you many times。Joking with you as we were relaxing, laying on the same bed。
那么我呢多次的话呢不恭敬你的比如说有时候跟你开玩笑跟你躺在一个床上安歇息。
Or as we sat。Or ate together.
或是呢，坐在一起呢，一起吃饭等等。
Sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends.
有时候呢，我们单独一起；有时候呢，与其他朋友对齐。
Oh, infallible one, please excuse me for all my offenses.
他说呢，永无瑕疵的人请呢，宽恕我的所有的冒犯。
So with a sense of awe and reverence comes some fear, doesn't it?
所以呢，在这种呢。
I'm so afraid of being offensive because he's so great and I'm so low.
在这种呢就是你意识到他的伟大这方面的情感有的时候呢你这种呢the sense of when you're aware of one's
the sense of one's greatness and my lowness it gives fear and the fear cripples the love
给呢一种呢恐惧感出来甚至有点惧怕这种敬畏惧怕
whereas with the gopis they think that Krishna's offensive
但是呢跟牧女姑娘如果她展示这种东西的话呢甚至牧女姑娘会认为她冒犯了
And Radharani says, get out of my kunja, I never want to have anything to do with you again. And Krishna has to fall at her feet and weep and beg for forgiveness.
哦，所以呢，有时候呢，Radharani 呢会说哈，你出去我的哈这个花园里面啊，你出去外面吧啊，不想跟你有什么关系了。那么这时候呢，Krishna会呢哈啊拜倒在他的足下啊，请求他的宽恕。
And Srila Rupa Goswami, who's actually Rupa Manjari, the head of all the maidservants of Srimati Radhika.Teaches us how to pray if we want to develop Radha Nuga Bhakti.
所以呢，这里面 Rupa Goswami 哈，作为呢 Rupa Manjari 哈，这个内在形象，他教导我们哈，如何呢去呢祈祷。
And one of Rupa Goswami's prayers in his book called Stavamala, he prays like this.
他呢哈，在其中一本呢哈祈祷文集里面哈，叫 Stavamala 这本书里面，他就有这个祈祷词了。
When at the time that Radharani is angry with Krishna, when will he fall at my feet and beg me?To bring him into her kunj.
哦，他说何时呢？哈，当呢哈 ，Radharani 呢哈，就生 Krishna 气的时候呢，哦 ，Krishna 会呢拜倒在我的脚下哈，恳求我呢哈，将他带进去呢。
So even though we're so fallen, that is our order from our Gurudev and Guru Parampara. That's the kind of ultimate relationship we want with Krishna.
哦，尽管呢我们很堕落哈，但是呢，你的 Guru 哈呢哈，整个使徒禅系的导师的这个训令的话呢，这是我们啊要向要跟主呢发展的一种关系。I think how long is it stop now?
Yeah, we should stop now. I just want to say one more sentence that when the GBC, my GBC godbrothers used to visit Gurudev, Gurudev was talking about this very high relationship. And he said, oh, but that's so high. So Gurudev said, yes, but that's what we want.
那么当时哈 GBC 这些领导人的话呢哈，就去拜访 Gurudev 的时候呢，他 Gurudev 讲了这些东西的话呢哈，他们说哦，这东西很高啊。那么呢，姑爹说是很高哈，但是呢，这就是我们想要的东西。
So now we're on verse 201.
那么现在我们讲到了哈201个世界。
We have 45 verses to go.
还有呢哈45个世界啊。
And then if we have time, we finish the verses before the end of our visit here. Then we'll do Gopi Geet.
如果还有时间的话呢，可以呢，讲完这些师节之后呢，我们呢讲一点 Gopi Geet 的内容啊，木里乌拉。
Now we're getting ready to hear Gopi Geet by hearing.
因为呢，你听完这些的话呢，才准备好呢去聆听 Gopi Geet 啊。
So, are there any questions or comments?
有没有问题呢？关于这一章节哈，非常多的术语哈。
Offer Sarvamangala my obeisances.
他说 Sarvamangala 向你顶拜。
And all the devotees who are listening on her chat.
还有呢哈，像你们那个聊天QQ 群里面的时候奉献的顶拜。
Any questions or comments?
关于这一个章节有没有问题？这章节的术语很多哈，就是呢提到了 prema 不同的阶段，这些还有不同的哈关系等等。
那个 prema 那个展示，这一级的展示哈。
对。
我有体会。
She said she has experience of prem.
Well, please bless me for it too.
除了毛发之术没有以外，眼睛冷如雨歇，这不是偶尔有，偶尔没有。这个毛发之术没有过。
Is that only don't have the head stand on end? Don't have this one.
Everything else is coming.So please bless me that I can develop that too.
他说你要祝福我，我也要有。
Because I'm suffering greatly in this world without it.
因为我在这个地方很受苦啊，我一点都没有。
I don't even have Shraddha.
我甚至连 Shraddha 都没有，信心都没有哈，不要说 prema 那么高的上面的。
我想问一下，就不是这个的哈，额外的，就是说，那不叫桑哥那个书那个封面，就是说是那个。他
这
设计构想的吧？
对。
就是 Krishna 那个，就是他的形象和阿尔朱纳性，他是怎么想象出来的？
哦，Is that how you the both the pictures you on the cover of Bhagavad Gita? No, this one Arjuna is driving the chariot of Krishna is driving the chariot of Arjuna. How you draw this form of Krishna and Arjuna?
Do you mean the one that's on the cover of Gurudev's Gita or Prabhupada's Gita?
Prabhupada, both.
Well, the one on Prabhupada's Gita, three of us did it together.
我们的帕帕德那个哈，就是帕帕德那个博迦梵歌原译的那本书的封面呢，是三个奉献者合作的。
Back in the 60s, me, Bharadwaj, and Muralidhar were working on our own paintings, And in order to make the paintings go faster, Prabhupada established an assembly line system between the three of us.
Assembly line.
Assembly line means somebody would start it, then I would work in the middle, and somebody would finish.
所以呢，当时呢，为了加速哈这个绘画的这个进度的话呢，帕帕德呢就像流水线一样哈，组织他们三个人，啊，有人比如说一个人一开画素描啊，哦、啊，添加什么东西哈、啊、等等，他三个人合作的这一幅画。
So each of us would take 2 days.
每个人呢花两天时间。
So Bharadwaj would take 2 days, and then he would pass it to me. And while I was working to develop it, he was starting the next one. So whereas each painting would take 6 days, a new one would come out every 2 days.
哦，那么呢哈，就说呢，每一张画的话呢哈，要用6天时间画，但是呢，每两天呢就会有个画出来。他们是合作的啊，画这画早期他们是三个人合作的。
And that went on for a couple of years, and that's how we did so many paintings because Prabhupada's books were coming out so quickly.
哦 ，you were going on like several years like this.
About two years.
两年时间哈，他们这样画连续啊，他把的大量的哈这个呢书籍啊配画。
So a Bhagavad Gita painting was done in that way.
然后博伽梵歌的这些画的话，都是以这种方式画出来的，三个人合作的。
We copied one Indian picture that was like that.
啊，那么他们曾经呢哈，参照了一个印度的画，啊，可以说复制了他们一幅画，就是这样子的。
And now add a little bit of our own ISKCON style.
然后呢，我们加入了我们是 ISKCON 的风格，就是他们是参这幅画呢，也是参照了印度传统的画作里面的一些东西，然后他们再参加了一些东西。
Regarding the one that I did for Gurudev.That was done with a lot of Gurudev's guidance.
那么但是呢 ，Gurudev 这边的话呢，哈，这个博伽梵歌那个配画的话呢，是 Gurudev 的大量的指导下画的。
Gurudev doesn't do this anymore with me, but when I first started painting with him back in the early 90s, he used to pose for everybody.
哦，那么呢，当时呢，哈，九十年代的话呢，我跟 Gurudev 画这些画的时候呢，他经常还呢，就是说呢，模临摹哈那里面的人物的形象给我看的。就是应该是怎样？比如说呢，Radha、Krishna 这些姿势是怎样子的哈？他会呢亲自给我呢，做那个模特哈，就模拟临摹。那么呢，勾拉尼泰啊，这个呢形象哈等等。那么现在呢，可能就比较少了。早期这一块呢都是这样
子。
啊，他甚至连马的样子都给我，给我呢弄出来。
And he kept posing all the time because I never got it right and kept doing it.
Oh, oh.
He was trying to get me to understand how
it works.
And teeth and the wide open eyes Gurudev was posing for.
然后呢，包括那些牙齿的哈，这种那个哈，嘴巴哈，什么形状哈，怎样子。
And then he personally told me that the ears, the inside of the ears, were blue color. Oh,
还有呢哈，这个呢耳朵里面的颜色的话呢是蓝色的啊，虾米的颜色，你去看一下啊。
Then if you notice on the red flag, Krishna's red flag, there's Hanuman sitting and holding a club.
那么呢
，Gurudev also showed how that was posed.
啊，那么呢，这个旗上的话呢，画的是 Hanuman， 啊，他拿着这个呢 ，Hanuman is holding the
club. He's sitting like this.
坐着的啊 ，Hanuman 是坐像的啊，而且呢。
Sitting like this.Holding a club with the big part down.
啊，拿着这个呢哈，这个锤。
Gurudev posed for that too.
大锤。
I did that painting on Gurudev's 1997 tour.
那么那幅画呢是1997年画的。
We went throughout different countries, and I was traveling with him and painting at the same time.
我跟他一起呢哈，就是周游的时候的话呢，同时呢绘画这个作品。
So that I could always show it to him.
所以呢，我就经常呢把这画的画作的话给他看哈，看看让他纠正等等。
We'll show you tonight. We'll show you the movie of Gurudev in Guangzhou, and we'll also show you the movie, and she'll translate Vasanti's Darshan with Gurudev when she was showing him our most recent.Drawing that we're now turning into a painting under his order.
哦，那么现在我下午的话呢，我们看一下哈，就是在广州那 Gurudev 来的时候的实录像。
Okay, Vasanti.
Now he wants you
tonight.
Yeah. Finished class.
Yeah. Okay. Go up, Premanandi.
Hare Krishna.
先课呢哈讲到这里。Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari